Noises from behind elevated his senses. Snowflakes fell with increasing speed. While he considered every possible escape route, the courtyard closed in around him. If anyone saw him, Riette would find out, and he'd be in trouble again. Holding up his pajama bottoms to keep them well above the dusting of snow, Emmett padded barefoot along the covered walkway where he would not leave such distinct footprints. Those he'd left in the snow already made him feel vulnerable and foolish. But it was done. Harsh voices grew louder. Shadows across the courtyard shifted. Emmett sprang like the fae kind he so closely resembled. After slipping silently through the doorway, he was tempted to watch and see what happened next, but shuffling within the small apartment he shared with his sister urged him to move. Darkness and the sound of Riette talking in her sleep greeted him. Guessing what was to come, Emmett slipped back into bed and tried to get some rest. But his imagination conjured frightening images and scenarios. Panic rose within him. An unstoppable wave, it made his heart race. No words could truly explain what he experienced when time compressed. His convincing his mouth to utter such words was even less likely. Images, sounds, and feelings assaulted him in a relentless deluge, making it feel as if someone had picked him up and hurled him through time. A barrage of thoughts and senses came in a single overwhelming rush, stacked atop each other, until whispering wind felt as if it might crush him. Mom was gone, cold, alone. Dad was gone. Grief. Fear. It was too much. Only then did Emmett realize he was rocking violently, holding his ears. Heart and breath racing, his muscles trembled, the effects lingering like the last vestiges of nightmares. Doing as his mother had taught him, he took slow, deep breaths until the waves of energy grew larger and less frequent. Time once again expanded, the world now moving with what seemed exaggerated slowness. From where his coat hung, the dagger called to him, promising to change everything. But he could not afford to be caught with it. Riette would not understand. He couldn't make her understand. Emmett Pickett was a boy lost in time, and he was afraid. Riette Pickett woke with a start. Disturbing dreams lingered. Something had woken her, and she looked around, waiting for the shadows to move, but nothing did. Creeping to Emmett's room, she found him curled up beneath all his blankets, bathed in moonlight and the dull glow of street lamps streaming through the window. She'd never get back to sleep. Her brother had been up late and would likely sleep for at least a few more hours. There was no need to check the cupboards, to no precious few scraps remained. The thought of taking Emmett to the bakery again made her blush. While Baker Millman tolerated him well enough, Emmett was especially unpredictable in the bakery, surrounded by so many of his favorite things. Twice he'd been caught helping himself to whatever struck his fancy. No one had ever seen him go behind the counter and take a sweet roll, but there he would be, suddenly eating the very thing they had come to get. He had a certain knack. Riette was grateful Baker Millman found Emmett's tricks, as he called them, amusing. Others called it theft. The number of places Riette could shop was becoming limited. Provided she was by herself, most left her alone, but Emmett drew stares wherever they went. Recent sewing work left her with enough coin to keep them fed and housed, for which she was grateful. It had been at times a close thing. Dressing quickly, Riette made the decision to slip out to the bakery while Emmett slept. It was something she felt guilty for doing, but her life no longer afforded her the luxuries it once had. Now she was lucky to make a few coppers here and there from folks who knew she did quality work at a cut-rate price. This was another reason the number of places she could shop was shrinking. It pained her to be an outcast among her own community, but mostly she just wanted to be ignored and left alone. After lighting a lantern, Riette looked back to make sure she hadn't woken Emmett. He did not appear in his bedroom doorway, and Riette heard nothing. When she turned back, the light reflected from faint footprints along the tile floor.